You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
I drive and we are joined by very special guests, Bird Party, to talk all things their tour coming up and their Aotearoa Alternative Awards win. Hey guys, how are we doing?
Kia ora. Thanks so much for having us.
Thank you for coming on. So I guess first off, like, congrats to Norda. Huge win. How are you guys feeling after that?
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
We feel stoked. We found that out. It's been, it was awesome to, like, we went up to Palmy.
Sick.
To Papua, which was awesome. Mm. And just, real thrill, like, to be there.
Mm.
Yeah. And it's been, it's been over a year now since we finished writing and released the album. So it was just a really nice way to, like, return to the album and listen to it again and reflect on, like, the year between it releasing and
absolutely
winning the award, eh?
Yeah, it gave it a breath of fresh air. Revisiting it with that off the back of that was nice to do.
It's real special.
And it has inspired us about how we're going to go forward with the next album as well.
Yeah, definitely good momentum pusher, eh?
Yeah, for sure. I can imagine it would be like a big inspiration thing to, like, keep going and, like, be like, oh, hey, actually, we're doing something pretty cool. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. And, like, we've been playing those tracks between, obviously releasing them and stuff. And so it's cool to also see how they've, like, evolved over time and how the live experience of us playing them has shaped them, and then kind of to go back to the recorded version and go, like, oh yeah, like, that's what it was like when we first wrote it, and that's
how it's changed so much now.
Totally.
Since then, yeah,
totally
crazy. So, well,
changes in mind forward,
were there any songs that you listened back to, like, when you're saying you're reflecting on it, that you were like, preferred the version you're playing now to the recorded version, or, like, that you notice a really big difference in?
That's such a good question.
There's a couple off the top of the head that they, I guess at the time I played them kind of in a rudimentary way, which I wish, I had a bit more time playing them to settle on some things that I now do live that I wish were on the, but there you go, that's how it goes,
Which tracks?
Put it at the time. Probably Capella Void and Dark Inheritance.
True. Mm. For me, it's, what is it? Retrospect, what's
it's
that saying?
Perfect Science.
That one. For me, it's definitely Influx. Like, it's a, I really, really like that song and playing it. Yeah, true. Like, it's just, it's way more jammy when we play it. And it feels, I don't want to say jazzy, but it kind of feels a bit jazzy, like, to, when we, like, jam it out and stuff. And I really enjoy that. And then that's, different to, because we're feeling it out so much. Like, it's quite different to the recorded version, I'd say. And definitely, like, a lot of changes in, like, performance. Like, with Dark Inheritance, like, when we first kind of played that, I was quite nervous from, like, a vocal point and, like, a performance point, because it was really new. And now I just feel insane. But I guess that's kind of the latter, like, enjoying it more now.
Yeah.
A lot of firsts for us with Bird Party that, were formative times for us, like, for Em's vocals. For me, drums, frankly, I hadn't recorded drums before, so there's another thing. Time that changes, obviously.
What was your, like, writing process or producing process like for this album? Like, you've done it a while ago, but how was the writing process like for you two?
It was incredibly frantic and we'd been playing.
Set in 2 weeks. Because deadlines, yeah.
Yeah. Deadlines are helpful. I mean, like, we've been playing quite a lot of the songs before putting the album together. Like, we hadn't released anything until this album. We had an instrumental track on the Totoko Gaza compilation. Yeah. It was in flux, but it had no drums. And so it changed quite a bit when we added drums. But yeah, it was very like, we essentially put it out because we got asked to tour China. And we're like, we can't do an international tour with like no recorded, you know, no releases.
Yeah, that's a fair enough thought.
Yeah. Well, most of the way to an album, so Ems was really, you know, championing us pushing that out before flying away.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's a good thing. Yeah.
And we, yeah, released it like a week before we left. Very like ad hoc. Like we'd like, I mean, it was all passion, you know, like we were so excited to get music out there and stuff, but we would definitely, we'd definitely take a little more time next time. This time, which also feels really good, but we're also, you know, really proud of what we managed to do. It was my first time mixing drums. And I essentially am quite settled in like my electronic production and thought that it would be exactly the same. I was like, I can mix like electronic drums, I'll be able to mix, you know, we're playing drums. And it just was way harder than I thought it would be. Do that a little differently next time.
Yeah, some things do in house again, some things we'll outsource.
True.
Mixing drums might be one of them.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah. It's hard. It's way harder than it seems.
What the hell, right? Yeah. Like, honestly, it blew my mind. I was like, these are all just like frequencies, you know? Like, why is this so damn hard?
Literally.
You know, respect for people who mix drums out there. Yeah.
Yeah, mad respect.
Yeah.
Would you say when you guys are like writing and producing, it's like super collaborative, or do you kind of like work on things together and then take them like separately and do them and then come back? Like, or do you just do everything together?
Honestly, it's, I mean, figuring out how to play live is super collaborative.
Yeah. I'd say so. And even structuring out the songs is, I'd say Ems writes the majority of it. And then playing them together, that's when they start to make sense, and you give them structure and define them out in certain ways.
Yeah.
Through then playing it together. Yeah.
And I mean, like, you also play other instruments, like you play guitar and bass. So that was a really fun part of this album, was kind of doing like, at the end, when we'd put the song together, you'd be like, oh, what about this little like bass lick or something like that. So that was like a really fun part of it as well, figuring it.
Cool.
A little salt and pepper here and there.
Yeah. But not really, like, we only jam once the song's finished, eh?
Yeah, I think it's kind of, it's definitely the most jammiest music of bands that I've been a part of, and it just has a loose approach about it.
But we don't like get together, I guess, because the live setup is like, well, I write, you know, the electronic parts on Ableton. It's not very jammy.
True.
Or like,
but it's all quantized.
And it's an out in a session, so I guess it's more like I'll do something, I'll be like, oh, hey, what do you think about this? And then you'll have ideas.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Thanks.
Do you guys have a favourite track off of the album?
Oh, what's your favourite track?
Oh, that's, yeah. I feel like they're all really characteristic, which is great.
All of them.
That it's kind of a idiosyncratic song list. So it's hard because I pick a favourite and then go, oh, but this has got that. Long story short, I think it's Past Landscapes, to be honest. Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I think.
Sword on Limit. There we go.
True.
It changed.
Maybe we should play that. We haven't played that in a while.
True.
I think my favorite song, probably, yeah, Dark Inheritance is definitely up there. And probably Past Landscapes too, although we don't ever play that one live, but yeah, some fun tracks.
Yeah, super fun. And I guess in the same kind of vein as you guys won Album of the Year, what were your personal albums of the year?
Oh, wow.
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh.
Well, I mean, another nominated album was Aridney Orca. And Aridney Orca is just such an incredible artist. I was so excited when they, like, had their new album. Is it Will-O-The-Wisp?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Love Aridney Orca. Okay, your turn while I have a thing.
Is this of the year 2024?
Yep. Or wow. This year, either or.
Sure.
It's 2025, Will.
Oh, but... Yeah, okay. Right, this year. I don't know. You know what? I actually just immediately off the top of the head really enjoyed the new Deftones album.
Yeah. That's fair. It's a good album.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, shout out to Dale Kerrigan.
True.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, love their new album.
Yeah, you guys do well down there.
Yeah.
Hard out. There's some mad bands pumping out of. I guess they're in like a bazillion bands as well. So it's like.
Yeah, Dale Kerrigan's like half of the music scene down here a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, totally. Also, the Mouthful compilation. They did like a really beautiful. 5-year anniversary compilation, I believe. It's for 5 years, and that's just full of heaps of beautiful artists like Japes, Juniper May, Owen Lemoe, Modney. Stacked.
Maybe from last year, Adversarial, which is a death metal band.
Mm.
Oh God, can never remember the name. I'm looking it up now.
Yeah. This is all off the top of my head, by the way.
Yeah.
Never mind. The band Adversarial, the latest Canadian black death metal. Very good.
Cool. You guys did way better than me. If anyone asked me that, I think I'd be like sitting there for 15 minutes trying to nail it down to like 4 or 5.
It's got a mull over for sure.
It's definitely. And I guess the reason you're here, you're currently about to kick off your national tour starting right here in Dunedin on Friday at Pearl Diver, which is super exciting.
We're so excited. Yeah. So much fun. Mm. We haven't played Naughty Putty before.
Yeah.
Haven't been to Pearl Diver, so just really excited to get on the ferry, come on down and do a big road trip.
Yes. What's your like go to road trip like snack?
Whoa. Christ.
Did you say a banana?
Yeah.
Banana.
Sound mortified. Was that not a good idea?
What are you doing with the skin afterwards? Like, is it just going to sit in the car and then the whole car is going to smell like banana, or are you like throwing it out the window?
I lock it in the glove box.
I just feel like I'm like, there's like seven people in like a van, 8 people in a van or something, and it's like a hot, muggy day. Like, someone squishes the banana.
So bad. And Will's got a stockpile of banana peels in the glove box.
Come to Pearl Diver on Friday for free banana skins. I could go with like maybe like some chippies.
That's good. That's classic. That's a normal person car set. What cities are you most excited to play?
Putty Putty!
Yes!
Definitely. Also, Takaka. I mean, we're not playing Takaka. but I'm going to Takaka and you're flying
back. Back the next day to I couldn't get enough days. So there it goes. Poor Takaka.
Yeah, they will live. Also, Audio Foundation up in Tamaki Makaurau, like, I've never been there before and I've heard so much about it. And, you know people that work there, and it sounds like a basically like a Tamaki version of a place we have here called Pyramid Club, which is like a experimental music venue.
Cool.
So, yeah, super excited to play there. And yeah, honestly, just like really excited to see Alphabet Head's new album live. That's going to be amazing. If you haven't checked it out, definitely check it out. It's so good. Oh, there you go. That's my favorite album of the year. My name is David. Also, Displeasure literally released a new album today,
which is crazy.
Yeah, so super excited to see them play as well.
Sick.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about how like the tour came to be with the three of you guys playing all together.
Like I just said, like, it's Alphabet Head's album tour.
Yeah.
Just released an amazing album, and we all met properly up in Whanganui, where Dave, Alphabet Head, lives, and Displeasure. And we lived there for 4 years, and Will moved down. Now we're in Pōneke, and Will moved down a couple months ago, and I moved down in February. And Displeasure, well, Ben and Hannah from Displeasure are moving down to you guys, actually. And so we all kind of met there and just gigged a lot. There's a really amazing music scene there, like a really random, tight community of people. We were super lucky just to play a lot of gigs together, and
it was arguably the perfect town for us to start Bird Party. It's, you know, people just are there for you for music, you know, anything goes. It felt really comfortable to broach something new for both of us.
I guess that's how we all met, and I guess that's kind of why the tour's happening. Why we're all playing together. Super excited. Just really stoked to.
It's not your music, it's who you know.
Move to Whanganui.
Crazy. But yeah, anyway, super, super exciting. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap up?
No, we're just super excited to come down and meet some new people and play in Dunedin, eh?
We're very excited to have you.
Aww.
Thanks so much. Yeah.
Of course. That was Bird Party. I've got their song Influx loaded up now. You're listening to Radio 1, 91 FM. Keep it locked.
Thank you so much, Maddie. Cheers.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.